you allow the Kansas City Chiefs to score way more points against you guys. They average 34.8 points against you guys, Kansas City does, in the playoffs when they beat you, and only 24.8 points against everybody else. That's a 10 full point increase when they play you guys in the playoffs than when they play anybody else. They've scored at least 27 points against you guys in 100% of the games that they've played you guys, and scored 27 points against the other 12 teams that they've played just three times.
Warren Sharp from just a bit ago here on WGR. I mean, I guess I feel attacked. No, the annoying thing about arguments that come with data is they're kind of hard to disprove. And for the record, my attitude about this, Sean McDermott and the future, is that, okay, now I'm ready. This is it. I mean, he's right, Warren. And I told him, I think this year, at least it's not, to my ears anyway, not as annoying as before when it comes to Allen and the Bills' playoff losses. Because I think he got stereotyped by things that didn't really happen that often to begin with. But picks, you know, turnovers in the playoffs, and this is why the Bills lose. Not everybody said that, but it was said often enough. And I think here at GR, we kind of all went, wait a minute, that isn't actually what's happening, though. And again, we had the numbers to back it up, and so would have other people. So this is the problem. And I know, I'm just speaking for myself, some of you have been on this square for years, the McDermott point in the playoffs. Last year for me was really bad in this area. They didn't have the injury excuse like they'd had the previous year when they lost at home. And further, maybe more importantly, the Chiefs were worse. I mean, that was the year. I'm not going to talk about this for long because we all make the point and then just sort of becomes depressing. But last year was a terrible year for Kansas City on offense, but they won all the time. So you had to go there in the playoffs. And what happened? The Bills still gave up 32 points in that game, maybe 32-29, was it? So it should have been good enough to win and wasn't. And as hard as it'll be, and maybe it'll just not even be something the Bills even think about, making a change there. But next year is going to be when if it happens again, that's when I'm going to be like, all right, well, I gave this a plenty long time to get there. And I didn't. And I just can't sit here and do nothing as the owner when we have the same result year after year, which is playing the Chiefs and allowing their offense to be much better than it was for most of the season or even in the postseason. And that really was a shame last year because that was not a Chiefs team by its performance during the season and into the playoffs that should have been able to score in the 30s against you. And it didn't. And so what do you do about it, right? My head coach is about the defense mostly, and if that's why I'm losing with Allen as good as he is, it seems pretty simple, but it's not easy. You know, when a team wins as often as the Bills do, that's not an easy call to make, which, you know, is maybe why it hasn't been made yet. I wonder what the owner thinks. I tend to think he feels like it's probably ridiculous to even talk about it. Plus, he's got his hockey team where he can't get anywhere. And you want to tell me that the Bills need a new coach? Like, really? Do you watch sports? I mean, I could imagine him feeling that way about on this topic. But I don't know. Like Bulldog says, do you get the job forever because you win the division every year, which is weak? Like, do you just get to do it for as long as you want? Is it McDermott's job for life? Last year was really rough. And the Ravens game doesn't help. Because as good as they are, turnovers got Baltimore beat. I mean, they didn't punt once in the game. The drop at the end. The Bills' defense, neither in that game, did much to stop Baltimore. So what do I do about it? I'm not eager to pontificate on it because, again, it's depressing and it's also, we're not there. Like, this, it's July, not January. And maybe we'll get to January and this will be what we're talking about. Hopefully not. But at this point, it's not about making changes. It's about figuring out, firstly, how to get to that one seed to give yourself a substantially easier, better path to the Super Bowl. And everybody knows that, and that's what this year really, you know, is about. We've had some interesting debates over the years about the one seed and how big it is. And I don't know, like, it's a little bit ironic for me this year because I don't love their roster. Like, I think a lot of what Warren lays out, I mean, I've thought, like, defensively, we'll see what the changes bring. They certainly went for it on defense. We'll see about Maxwell Hairston and whether he can be what they need at corner. Like, he may need to start. If he doesn't hit it, and Trey White being where he's at in his career, the Bills could really be vulnerable there. Like, that, as Sal has said, that's their only starting position battle, really, is corner. And that's one where you hope to be okay, I think. You know, eventually better than that. I mean, it is a first-round pick, Hairston. But you want to just not get crushed by what you've got there. You know, you hope for the best there. Yeah, like, what's ironic to me is the wide receiver point that's been beaten to death, the luck, you know, to a point anyway, turnovers and injuries, that stuff that's gone right for them, the schedule they have this year. I don't think it has to be the odds to win the division. I don't think it has to be a team that just dominates all year. I mean, that's what last year pretty much was. They breezed, except for the two losses in a row early. And the Ram game was, I mean, they lost the Rams game on a blocked punt. That game was back and forth. So that was a pretty easy year. Division wasn't strong. Jets fell apart. Patriots were nowhere. Miami wasn't up to it. Division fell apart. You got the turnover stuff. You stayed healthy. Wasn't enough. I think this year should be more challenging. I think maybe any year should be more challenging than that. But the schedule is pretty easy, and it still might be the kind of year where they don't quite dominate like that, but they can win 13 or 14 games. And then you need whoever it is to just not beat that out. And I wouldn't expect that to happen. Like, I would think with the schedules that the Chiefs and the Ravens have, I think I'm going to call that 13 wins, 13-4 for anybody this year is great. I mean, last year Kansas City won 15 games, and who knows how they did it. I don't know. Like, I think maybe, is this an easy call to make? 13 wins is the one? How do you feel about that? Is 13 wins going to be the one? I would take it for the Bills. Like, we have these conversations all the time. Would you take this or that? And I think you almost have to take 13 every year. Anytime, you know, it's offered, you would take it. So I think maybe that's not saying much to say yes to that. But even with the schedule the Bills have, you got to think 13 wins. I mean, it sounds almost obnoxious to ask for this way. Oh, wow, this guy's taken this Bills guy is taking 13-4 for his team. Wow, big hot take. 803-0550 for your calls. Home Run Derby is tonight. Tomorrow, the All-Star Game. The Ravens and the Bills. We talked to Jeremy Kahn last Monday from Baltimore about how similar the paths have been for those two teams. You know, great regular seasons, losses in the playoffs. Warren Sharp was interesting on Baltimore and their playoff struggles and how Sean McDermott and the Bills figured out a good strategy to defend them. They also, I mean, Jackson made, I don't blame him. If you remember the plays in that game, one is an Andrews fumble. That's not the drop either at the end. The Andrews fumble downfield in the fourth quarter. You can't blame a quarterback for that. The interception he threw looks bad, and I don't know what was actually the problem there, a communication thing, but like the receiver is not in the area. So it's one of those picks you just kind of rarely see a great quarterback make. The fumble is really for him in that game what was, you know, disastrous. Like that's a play that you just have to, easy for anybody to say, but just you have to eat that loss there, and the turnover, that kind of stuff is what has gotten them beat in the postseason. Different than the Bills. The Ravens losses have been on turnover, on mistakes. Zay Flowers at the 1 yard line against the Chiefs the year before, not just being, you know, run over, if you will, run over on defense like the Bills have been in at least their Kansas City playoff losses. I was talking about James Cook earlier. What would you do if you were Cook? Show up? Sit out? What would your strategy be? 803-0550. We'll talk about him some more next hour. I'm Mike Shope, and this is WGR.